This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Cases of COVID-19 appeared in some schools around the state even before students arrived. Lindsay Fent reports.
The state health department reported outbreaks among staff at two schools in Jefferson and Eagle counties this week. In both cases, the buildings were not yet open for classes. Some schools that have started back up are already detecting infections among students. Fort Lupton High School in Weld County shut down last Thursday after two students tested positive. The school had been open for only 3 days. Other places that confirmed outbreaks this week include some restaurants, construction sites, and a summer camp for families. For CPR News, I'm Lindsay Fent.
Governor Polis says a new task force will take on concerns that the pandemic will leave some Coloradans homeless. It's made up of local leaders, developers, and affordable housing experts. Attorney Javier Mabry says it should include people who specialize in eviction law.
If they're talking about preventing evictions, there's important court procedure and, you know, we got to talk about the law in Colorado, not only under the current executive order, but generally.
Mabry is part of a pro bono legal defense group that has urged the governor to reinstate his earlier temporary bans on evictions and late fees. A former astronaut from Colorado has died. Jerry Carr commanded the last Skylab mission in the 1970s, and he spent more than 80 days orbiting the Earth. He was inducted into the Astronaut Hall of Fame in 1997. The Denver native was 87 years old. Around the metro area, temperatures in the 90s again today, then cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News.